1 second from half court.
Jumping for joy.
First ever.
A 2-on-1. Oh.
Did he bring it in? He did.
It is.
This broadcast is a production of GreenSports.net, your source for Greene County sports.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the 2026 PIAA Girls Softball Championships. This is the first round, and we do have the Cambridge Springs Blue Devils against the Jefferson Morgan Rockets today. Your broadcast today is brought to you by CNX Dream Fields, making your dream field come true. McCracken Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy. Iron Synergy, creating tomorrow's energy today. Waynesburg University, grow with us at Waynesburg University. Cornerstone Care, creating healthier tomorrows today. Kinetic, internet better. Shaft Drillers International, combined strength, unparalleled resources. Visit Greene. Greene County has something for everyone. Visit greene.org. Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. Valley View Farm, a premier wedding and event venue. ValleyViewFarmVenue.com. Royal Ivy Rentals, when planning your next event, call on Royal Ivy Rentals for all your party needs. And also the Greene County Messenger, the county's number one news source since 1990. GreenSports.net is presented by First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. People you know, people you can trust. We're going to step aside, take a brief break. We'll be right back to let you know how both of these teams made it into today's game. You're listening to the Iron Synergy pregame show.
Safety and integrity. Iron Synergy Cumberland Mine is committed to being one of the safest and most respected energy producers in the world. Located in Waynesburg, Pennsylvania, our team is anchored by some of the hardest working and experienced miners in the industry. We take pride in helping to create tomorrow's energy today, as well as helping to make a difference in the communities from which we operate. To learn more about Iron Synergy or to apply online, please visit our website at ironsynergy.com.
What would our community look like without First Federal of Greene County? The fundraising event without a sponsor? The sports team with no name on the back of the jersey? Fortunately, we don't have to wonder. At First Federal of Greene County, we're proud to be your community partner. We make a choice every day to support you, your passions, your needs. Next time you have the option of how to bank, where to get your mortgage loan, who to work with, we hope you keep your local bank in mind. By supporting us, you're supporting the places you live, work, and play. You're supporting your neighbors and friends, because together we can make our community stronger. Together we can give back. Together we can help those in need. Together we can.
My dream field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My dream field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My dream field has lights to play at night and a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
And welcome back. You're listening to the Iron Synergy pregame show. Now, the way both of these teams made it to today's game, the Jefferson Morgan Rockets start out with a great WPIL tournament as they pick up a win over Leechburg, a decision over Sarah Catholic, and then ran into a powerful Union team and were defeated, but they dropped in to still be alive and play for the third place position out of District 7. Where they ran into West Greene, and they made it interesting in the bottom of the seventh inning by letting West Greene come back, but they pick up the victory 5-4, which put them into the state playoff game today. Now, it was a different story for the Cambridge Springs Blue Devils. they only have three teams make it into the District 10 playoff bracket. It was Cambridge Springs, West Middlesex, and Rocky Grove. West Middlesex beat Rocky Grove 11-1 to reach the final against Cambridge Springs. Cambridge Springs had a great day and won 7-1, and that was on 5/25, which is the only game they've played since their regular season finale on 5/13. Now, to compare that, Jefferson Morgan has played five games, all in the playoffs. So you have to wonder if rust is going to be a problem here for Cambridge Springs, and you don't know who they've played and who they haven't played throughout the season that, you know, might have varied the pitching staff or whatever so that they can see different teams. Now, when it comes to the state playoffs, the Jefferson Morgan Rockets have only been here three times. They lost in the first round in 1981. Then in 2015, which was the last time they were here, they defeated Smethport in the first round. Then they lost to Cochranton 1-0 in the quarterfinals. Now, to flip the coin, Cambridge Springs, they've been in the state championships 11 times. And most recently, last year, the year before, skip a year, and then the year before that. So they've had pretty good success. Unfortunately, though, if you look down through, you know they don't want to run into Greene County teams, that's for sure, because they have losses to West Greene and Carmichael's, actually a couple times to West Greene. So you know when they saw another Greene County team come up, they're like, uh-oh. But they know not to take them lightly. So the teams have warmed up now. So I'll tell you what, we're going to step aside one more time. We'll come back and do the lineups for you, and then we should be about ready to get underway. You're listening to the Iron Synergy pregame show.
Built on a foundation of quality, safety, and integrity, Iron Synergy Cumberland Mine is committed to being one of the safest and most respected energy producers in the world. Located in Waynesburg, Pennsylvania, our team is anchored by some of the hardest working and experienced miners in the industry. We take pride in helping to create tomorrow's energy today, as well as helping to make a difference in the communities from which we operate. To learn more about Iron Synergy or to apply online, please visit our website at ironsynergy.com.
Who better to get your pharmaceutical services from than local familiar faces you can trust? Here at McCracken Pharmacy, we aim to provide just that. Our mission is to take care of you in Greene County. We are a full-service pharmacy that offers an auto-refill program that arranges all of the patient's medications so that they are filled at the same time each month. We provide a full line of adult vaccinations, which are available to the general public without appointment. Don't hesitate to use our friendly delivery services, which bring medications to homes all over Greene County. Check out our website, mccrackenpharmacy.com, and download our app. McCracken Pharmacy, 595 East High Street in Waynesburg.
Touchdown, Waynesburg!
Ever wanted to work behind the scenes of a sports broadcast? Waynesburg University's Department of Communication gives you the opportunity to do just that. Our students produce the show, call the action, and tell the story as it happens. Or get involved in the sports information side, taking stats, PA announcing, and delivering the results to a growing sports audience. The Waynesburg University Department of Communication is waiting to hear from you. So what are you waiting for?
For more information, visit waynesburg.edu.
From the first steps in new love to every scraped knee and healing embrace, the obstacles they will overcome to the victories they will achieve, you have walked this path beside them. These are the moments you live for. By protecting their health with a regular schedule of care, they can fully embrace all of life's little moments. At Cornerstone Care, we create healthier tomorrows today.
To schedule an appointment, visit cornerstonecare.com/locations.
And welcome back to Allegheny College, Robertson Softball Field to be more specific. We've got the lineups now as we have the Jefferson Morgan Rockets leading off and playing right field will be number 15, Ava Wood. Batting second and pitching today, number 13, Emily Bazzoli. Batting third and your DP today, Ashlyn Snyder. Batting cleanup and playing shortstop would be number 3, Gabby Marmy. And batting fifth, playing third base, number 22, Addie Larkin. Batting sixth and playing center field, number 24, Addie Teagarden, followed by the number 7 hitter. She is Robbie Finley, number 4, and she's playing left field. Then number 8 will be Callan Novak. She's number 18, and she's playing first base today. And then your number 9 hitter will be your catcher, number 5, Kelsey Vessels. So that's the way they line up for the Jefferson Morgan Rockets. Now for Cambridge Springs. Leading off and playing right field, number 5, Quinn Eglin. Playing second base, number one, Angela Hassinger, and batting third and playing third base, number 24, Jaden Simmons. Your cleanup hitter today, number two and catching, Morgan Dunton, and your number five hitter playing first base, number 23, Aubrey Crawford. Hitting sixth and playing center field, number 12, Jada Morosky. Hitting seventh and pitching today, number 15, Kayla Crawford. Your number eight hitter playing shortstop, number six, Carly Cunningham. And your number nine hitter will be Bridget Bullock, who is number 17, and she will be in left field. And that's the way both the teams line up. They're having the coaches, players meeting right now with the officials as they get the field all prepped and lined and looking beautiful. And you know, when teams come together like this, they haven't seen each other from opposite ends of the western part of the state. You never know who's going to respond well to the nerves. And Jefferson played a really tough WPIAL tournament, which you would have to think is going to help them. On the other hand, the Blue Devils had a relatively easy district tournament. They are the champions out of District 10, the Blue Devils are. And Jefferson comes in as a third-place finisher out of District 7. But nothing matters now because you just have to line up on the field and play the game. Waiting to see what kind of time frame we have here. Still in the meeting with the officials and the players. Uniform-wise, Cambridge Springs will have black pants with a royal blue shirt and the high white socks. The Rockets are playing in their white striped uniforms, head to toe, actually. Watching the umpires, I believe they'll probably do another national anthem, Jason. I'm not 100% sure because we are the third game today. So we would like to thank our crew today, cameraman Mr. Noah Tennant, our producer Jason Tennant, and I'm Sam McCollum, your announcer. We'll be with you here for the next couple hours to bring you all the action from the Jefferson Morgan Cambridge Springs first round playoff game. And while we wait for the national anthem to start, we're going to step aside. This is the Iron Synergy pregame show.
Built on a foundation of quality, safety, and integrity, Iron Synergy Cumberland Mine is committed to being one of the safest and most respected energy producers in the world. Located in Waynesburg, Pennsylvania, our team is anchored by some of the hardest working and experienced miners in the industry. We take pride in helping to create tomorrow's energy today, as well as helping to make a difference in the communities from which we operate. To learn more about Iron Synergy or to apply online, please visit our website at ironsynergy.com.
What is Kinetic Fiber Internet? It's internet at the speed of light that helps you do everything better. It's a dedicated connection to your home that keeps everyone connected at the same time. It's cutting-edge technology that grows with you and lets you browse, stream, and game with virtually no lag or buffering. Ultra-fast, ultra-reliable Kinetic Fiber Internet. Internet better.
At Shaft Drillers International, we're a world leader in construction. We deliver industry-leading blind bore shaft, abandoned well and new hole drilling, geotechnical, carbon capture, solution mining, and water resource development solutions grounded in integrity, safety, and community. We don't just deliver construction solutions. We volunteer and invest in our community. Visit shaftdrillers.com to learn more and to discover rewarding career opportunities.
And welcome back. We're just about ready to get underway. Let's run down through the state bracket so you know where we are. Both Jefferson Morgan and the Carmichael's Mikes ended up in the bottom half of the bracket along with the champion out of District 7, Union. Union, they play Purchase Line today at Union at 4 o'clock. We're getting ready to bring you the Cambridge Springs Jefferson game. Then it'll be Berlin Brothers Valley against Carmichael's at Berlin Brothers Valley. They start actually at 4:30. Now, if Carmichael's would win and Jefferson would win, they would face each other on Thursday in the quarterfinals of the state championships. So we're actually doing the starters now here at the field. We're about ready to get underway.
Starting pitcher, number 13, Emily Bazzoli. Designing third designated player, number 7, Ashlyn Snyder. Designing fourth shortstop, number 3, Gabby Marmy. Designing fifth, third baseman, number 22, Addie Larkin. Designing sixth, center fielder, number 24, Addison Teagarden. Designing seventh, left fielder, number 4, Robbie Finley. Batting 8th, first baseman number 18, Kaylin Novak. Batting 9th, and behind the plate, number 5, Kelsey Vessels. And in the flex, second baseman number 10, Braylon Bales. Rocking floor by head coach Rich Rush, assisted by Jake Rush. Now let's meet the starters for Cambridge Springs, who will be the home team on the scoreboard. Leading off, right fielder, number 5, Quinn Eglin. Batting second baseman, number 1, Angela Hassinger. Batting third baseman, number 24, Jaden Simmons. Batting fourth and behind the plate, number 2, Morgan Dunton. Batting fifth, first baseman, number 23, Aubrey Crawford. Batting sixth, center fielder, number 12, Jada Morosky. Batting seventh, and the starting pitcher, number 15, Kayla Crawford. Batting eighth, shortstop, number 6, Carly Cunningham. And batting ninth, left fielder, number 17, Bridget Bullock. Jim Simmons, Jimmy Young, Alyssa Johnson, and Miranda Finley. Officials for today's game are Bob Germano, Chuck Matsko, Jason Foster, and Rick Witten. At this time, may I see you please rise if anyone wave your hats.
And as they start the national anthem, we're going to step aside here. We'll be back right after this. You're listening to the Iron Synergy pregame show.
Built on a foundation of quality, safety, and integrity, Iron Synergy Cumberland Mine is committed to being one of the safest and most respected energy producers in the world. Located in Waynesburg, Pennsylvania, our team is anchored by some of the hardest working and experienced miners in the industry. We take pride in helping to create tomorrow's energy today, as well as helping to make a difference in the communities from which we operate. To learn more about Iron Synergy or to apply online, please visit our website at ironsynergy.com.
Rev up your summer in Greene County, Pennsylvania. Experience high-energy motocross, drag racing, powerful truck pulls, and lively car shows all season long. Feel the power at the Greene County Megapool, Saturday, June 13th at the Greene County Fairgrounds. Watch elite drivers and high-horsepower machines battle it out in an adrenaline-filled showcase of strength and skill. Don't miss this action-packed American tradition. Start your engines and plan your trip at visitgreene.org.
Start strong and stay local. CCBC's Washington County College Center gives you the edge to get ahead. High school students can learn to fly before they drive with our Aviation Academy. If helping others is what you do, let us help you. Advance from LPN to RN and open new doors in your healthcare career. Or get ahead in college by earning general education credits. No matter your path, we're here to help you move forward. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Valley View Farm is the perfect venue for your wedding day. A rustic 1900s barn settled cozily among the rolling hills of Greene County, Valley View Farm provides a warm and welcome atmosphere. Weddings are the specialty, but Valley View is available to book for any event, and the barn is equipped with full heating and air conditioning to allow for year-round bookings. Wedding packages include a house DJ and a wedding coordinator, plus a staff that will take care of every need on your big day. To schedule a free tour, call 724-833-6426, valleyviewfarmvenue.com.
And welcome back to Robertson Field here at Allegheny College. Just about ready to get underway. Your home team today is Cambridge Springs, Jefferson the away team, so Jefferson will bat first. In the field for Cambridge Springs, it looks like this. In the outfield, in left field, it'll be Bridget Bullock. In center field, Jada Morosky. And in right field, Quinn Eglin. In the infield, first base will be Aubrey Crawford. Second base will be Angela Hassinger. Your shortstop will be Carly Cunningham. And your third baseman, Jaden Simmons. Behind the plate today, it'll be number two, Morgan Dunton. And on the mound, pitching today, will be number 15, Kayla Crawford. For the Jefferson Morgan Rockets, it'll be Ava Wood, Emily Bazzoli, Ashlyn Snyder, and Gabby Marmy, your first four batters. Had the opportunity to watch Crawford pitch a little bit warming up, and she throws pretty hard. Now, I didn't get a chance to see, you know, what her pitches were. Does she move it around a lot? Does she mix it up with off speed? I don't know, but she looked like she can throw a hard ball, that's for sure. And we're just about to get underway here. Coming to the plate to lead off for the Jefferson Morgan Rockets will be number 15, right fielder Ava Wood.
Leading off, right fielder number 15, Ava Wood.
So Wood steps into the batter's box, and we are underway in the first round of the state playoffs. First pitch on the way. Swing and a miss, strike one. Crawford will get the signal. Pitch number two on the way. Swing and a miss, strike two. Boy, the wind has picked up here. It's a gorgeous day. But the wind has started to pick up. See if that wreaks havoc with the ball if it gets up in the air. Pitch on the way. Swing and a miss. Strike three. And that'll sit Ava Wood down and bring Emily Bazzoli to the plate for the Rockets. Bazzoli, your pitcher today, steps in for the Rockets. First pitch on the way. And called strike as it catches the inside corner. Pitch two. Swing and a miss. So both of the first two batters, Crawford has jumped out ahead of them. See if Bazzoli can do something with this pitch. And they appeal down to first base, and the first baseman says, yes, she swung. So that's going to be strikeout number two for Emily Bazzoli.
Oh, I missed it, sorry. Number seven, Ashlyn Snyder.
So we've got two outs here in the top of the first inning. And Ashlyn Snyder, the DP, will step into the batter's box. First pitch, fouled back. I'll tell you, this is going to be a quick inning if she continues to throw like this. I will tell you, in the last game against West Middlesex, Crawford had 12 strikeouts, so obviously something she's accustomed to. Pitch is on the way, and this one fouled down the first baseline, out of play. Once again, though, 0-2 count to the batter. That's the way the first three batters have started out. Two outs here in the inning. Pitch is on the way. This one fouled back into the backstop. 0-2, still the count. And the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Three up, three down. No runs, no hits, no errors. No one left on base as we head to the bottom of the third inning. Or excuse me, the first inning. I'm skipping right through. Bottom of the first inning. We'll be back right after this. You're listening to the NFHS Sports Network brought to you by Greensports.net and First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County.
Meet Hometown, your flexible, user-friendly digital platform built for schools and communities. So your students and supporters can easily buy tickets online, add them to their wallet, and quickly scan for entry. Streamlining event management and boosting revenue with customizable seat maps, season passes, and live reporting. Get started and make us part of your hometown today.
From coast to coast and every state between, X marks the spot as Max Preps is your source for everything high school sports. From schedules, roster, stats, live scores, video highlights, photos, playoff brackets to award programs that recognize the hardworking athletes across the country. Max Preps gives you access to every team, every game, and every player. Get in the know today by downloading the Max Preps app, available in both the iTunes and Google Play Store. Or visit maxpreps.com, America's source for high school sports.
And welcome back to Allegheny College, Robertson Softball Field. Getting ready for the bottom of the first inning. Wow, what an incredible inning for Crawford from Cambridge Springs, as she missed an immaculate inning unofficially by three pitches. She had three strikeouts on what I count as 12 pitches, which is pretty daggone impressive to start the state playoffs. So Cambridge Springs will come to the plate now and see what they can do with their bats. We're still scoreless as we go into the bottom of the first. For the Jefferson Morgan Rockets in the outfield, in left field.
Right fielder number five, Quinn England.
Excuse me, in the left field, it'll be Finley, Teagarden in center, and Wood in right. Around the bases, it'll be Novak on first. Why don't I have a second baseman? Oh, that's right. There she is. Bales, the flex player, will be on second base. We'll get to it in a minute. First pitch on the way. Outside, ball one. I'm sorry about that. I didn't write that. That's terrible. Bales will be on self. I could just cheat and do that, Jason. Second base. Shortstop will be Marmy Larkin at third. And behind the plate will be Vessels with Bazzoli pitching. Pitch two on the way. A little too high. 2-0 the count to Quinn Eglin, your leadoff hitter for Cambridge Springs. She is your right fielder. 2-0 the count. Pitch three on the way. Nice pitch. Called strike. Bazzoli gets a signal. Pitch is on the way. Outside, ball three. 1-3. Now the count to Quinn Eglin. And the pitch. Down low. Ball four. That's our first runner of the day on the bases. Eglin with a walk will go to first. That'll bring up Angela Hassinger, the second baseman. Hassinger, a left-handed hitter. First pitch on the way. This one gets away from the catcher, going to second. Is Eglin, did she make it? And she gets in safely. So I think, I don't know if that's an error on a catcher. It wasn't really a pass ball.
I call it a wild pitch.
All right, we're going to go with a wild pitch on that one. And runner on second, pitch two on the way. Inside and high. That And that's a ball, so that'll make the count 2-0 to Angela Hassinger from Cambridge Springs. And the pitch. This one fouled back into the backstop, out of play. One and two the count to Angela Hassinger. Excuse me, I read it wrong. 2-1 to count. Jason, we're struggling today, buddy. Struggling. Pitch on the way. This one's hit right at the shortstop. Fielded cleanly. Goes to first. And they get the out. But moving on to third is going to be Eglin, and she's going to slide in safely. So now we have a runner on third as Jaden Simmons will come to the plate for Cambridge Springs. First pitch on the way to Simmons. Swing and a miss. Strike one. And the delivery. This one's a little high. That's going to even the count at one apiece. One out here in the bottom of the first inning with a runner on third for the Blue Devils. And the pitch. Another one up too high. Two and one to count. Morgan Dunton on deck for the Blue Devils. Here's the pitch. Down low. 3-1 to count. Bazzoli having a little bit of trouble finding the strike zone here early. And the pitch. They appeal down to first base. They say, no, she didn't swing. So that's going to put another runner on the bases by way of a walk. We've got runners on the corners as your cleanup hitter comes to the plate, Morgan Dunton. So we got one out here in the bottom of the first inning. Runners on the corners for the Blue Devils. Cleanup hitter Morgan Dunton in the box. She turns like she's going to bunt. She doesn't go. Now a steal into second base. Pitcher's going to intercept the ball and not cut off the throw. So that'll put runners on second and third. Yeah, Dunton squared up like she was going to bunt and then pulled back. Here's pitch number two on the way. So that'll make it 1-1 as that's called strike. Here's the pitch from Bazzoli. And this is hit right at the second baseman. Oh, off her glove and hits the ground. One run is going to score. They'll hold the other runner at second base, and that'll put Morgan Dunton on first base. Here's the replay. It shot just off the top of the glove, unfortunately, of Bales. So the Blue Devils will strike first as they have their first runner across the plate. Now we've got runners on first and second with Aubrey Crawford, the first baseman, coming to the plate for the Blue Devils. One out here in the bottom of the first inning. So here's the first pitch. And a called strike.
She's the Curtis runner.
Okay, we have a courtesy runner on first base, number 18, Abby Walmer. And she is running for Morgan Dunton. Second pitch on the way. Called strike. Now Bazzoli jumps out in front of this batter. 0-2 the count to Crawford. This is Aubrey Crawford. Pitch on the way. A little high, ball one. Bazzoli gets a signal. Here's the pitch. No, low and inside, ball two. Makes our count 2-2 to Aubrey Crawford. Still have runners on first and second with only one out here in the bottom of the first inning. And here's the pitch. Called strike, caught her looking. And that's a strikeout of Aubrey Crawford. First one of the game for Bazzoli. And that'll bring center fielder Jada Morosky to the plate for the Blue Devils. And here comes the first pitch to Morosky. Outside, ball one. And the pitch. This is popped up in the air. It's in short left center field. Missed by the left fielder. One run will score. No, they won't. They'll get both runners. One run will score. We're going to end up with runners on second and third as Morosky will stretch that single into a double.
Pitcher number 15, Kayla Crawford.
So the Blue Devils up 2-0 now with runners on second and third. And that'll bring Kayla Crawford, the pitcher, to the plate for the Blue Devils. And the first pitch on the way, not a Crawford. Called strike. And here's Bazzoli with a pitch. Fouled out of play down to third base side. So the count 0-2 to Kayla Crawford. We've got runners on second and third. Here's the pitch. Oh, and it's a bad pitch. Goes past the catcher. One run is going to score. And Morosky will advance on over to third base. So that'll make it 3-0 now in favor of the Blue Devils. Here's the replay. And just a wild pitch goes off the glove of the catcher. There's the run scores. So 1-2 the count now. Here's the pitch to Crawford. And a swing and a miss. That'll retire the sides. They've got three runs on one hit, no errors, and one runner left on base. As we head to the top of the second, it's 3-0 in favor of the Cambridge Springs Blue Devils. You're listening to the NFHS Sports Network on greensports.net, brought to you by First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County.
Ground yourself in this moment. What do you smell? What do you hear? That's the sound of a juicy steak with 10 essential nutrients like protein, iron, and B vitamins to support your wellness journey. Now that's my kind of aromatherapy. the nutrition you need, the balance you crave. Together, we bring more. Beef. It's what's for dinner. Ground yourself in this moment.
Hi, we're WVU. You probably know us for screaming. And yeah, we're pretty good at it. But here, it's more than a chant. It's our celebration of innovation.
Let's go.
Our rallying cry for community.
Let's go!
And honestly, it's just our way of life. So whether you're chasing big dreams or just chasing sunsets,
let's go!
And welcome back to the state playoffs here at Allegheny College. One minor correction. There were two hits in the inning for Cambridge Springs. I forgot to write down the hit that went off the girl's glove at second base. So they had two hits and three runs. They are leading 3-0 here in the top of the second. Gabby Marmy at the plate to lead off for the Rockets. First pitch on the way. They appeal down to first, and he says, yes, yeah, she swung. So that's going to be a strike. So second pitch is on the way to Gabby Marmy. This one fouled back out of play. And once again, just like the first inning, Crawford jumps out in front of the batter as it counts 0-2. Oh, that's right. She hasn't thrown one ball yet. Here's pitch number 3 to Marmy.
There it is.
And that's the first ball of the game for Kayla Crawford, and it comes here in the second inning. 1-2 the count to Marmy. Addie Larkin on deck for the Rockets. And here's the pitch. And it's a nice hit right out the right center field. Right fielder's going to come over, pick it up, and get it back in. They'll hold Marmy at first base, but a nice single for Gabby Marmy. As you can see, it goes right in the gap and gets out to the right fielder. Nice hit. That'll bring Addie Larkin to the plate, the third baseman for the Rockets. First pitch on the way to Larkin. And I'm not sure if that hit her hand or hit the bat.
I think it hit the catcher.
Oh, I thought it hit the batter.
Let's see if we can tell. Yeah, I guess it did.
Yeah, it hit the end of the bat.
Wait, what? I called a foul ball then.
Yeah, so that's... Yeah, it was a foul ball off the end of the bat. Pitch number 2 on the way. And this one gets away from the catcher. And that'll move Marmy right over to second base. So wild pitch by Crawford that time. That'll make the count 1-1 to Addie Larkin. Abby Teagarden is on deck for the Rockets. Larkin back in. Here's the pitch. And that's a ball. And Crawford with the pitch. This is fouled down to first base side, but out of play. So that'll make the count 2-2 to Addie Larkin. Pitch on the way. And a check swing and inside, so that's a ball. Full count now against Larkin. And the pitch. Inside again, so the first walk of the game for Kayla Crawford will put Addie Larkin on first and bring Addie Teagarden, the center fielder, to the plate for the Rockets. First pitch on the way. Swing and a miss. Strike one. We're at the top of the second inning. We've got runners on first and second for the Rockets. Addy Teagarden at the plate. Pitch number two on the way. And this is a foul ball down to first base side, out of play. Teagarden's back in the box. Pitch is on the way. And it's a shot at the third baseman. She'll field it. Step on third. Throw to first to get the double play. Nice play by Jaden Simmons for the Blue Devils as she just got the grounder, stepped on third, and then over to first base. That'll bring Robbie Finley to the plate for the Rockets. So now we got two outs in the inning. Robbie Finley at the plate for the Rockets with a runner on second base. First pitch on the way. And a called strike. Pitch number two on the way. Swing and a miss. Strike two. And here's the pitch. A swing and a miss. Strike three. Kayla Crawford with a nice job to get back under control of that inning. So we've got no runs, one hit, no errors, one runner left on base for the Rockets as we head to the bottom of the second. It's still 3-0 in favor of the Blue Devils. You're listening to the NFHS Sports Network on greensports.net, brought to you by First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County.
What would our community look like without First Federal of Greene County? The fundraising event without a sponsor. The sports team with no name on the back of the jersey. Fortunately, we don't have to wonder. At First Federal of Greene County, we're proud to be your community partner. We make a choice every day to support you, your passions, your needs. Next time you have the option of how to bank, where to get your mortgage loan, who to work with, we hope you keep your local bank in mind. By supporting us, you're supporting the places you live, work, and play. You're supporting your neighbors and friends, because together we can make our community stronger. Together we can give back. Together we can help those in need. Together we can.
And here we go. Pitch number one on the way to Carly Cunningham for the Blue Devils. And it's a ball. So ball one. Bozzoli with pitch number two. A little bit low. Ball two. Bridget Bullock on deck for the Blue Devils. Carly Cunningham at the plate. 2-0 the count to her. And the pitch. And this is a shot right at the center fielder. It's going to bounce and be at least a base hit. And that'll be a base hit for Carly Cunningham.
Left fielder number 17, Bridget Bullock.
That'll bring Bridget Bullock to the plate for the Blue Devils. Bullock, the number 9 hitter. She turns like she's going to bunt. Pitch on the way. She does put the bunt down. Going to first is a catcher, and they'll get the out, but advance the runner on over to second. So, one out. Cunningham will advance to second base, and that'll bring the top of the order, Quinn Eglin, to the plate for the Blue Devils. She walked her first time up. One out here in the bottom of the second. First pitch now on the way. Called strike. Mazzoli now with pitch number two. A little bit high and outside. Ball one, 1-1 the count now to Quinn Eglin. Angela Hassinger on deck for the Blue Devils. And here's the pitch. Fouled back into the backstop. Quinn Eglin back in the box now for the Blue Devils. Mazzoli gets the pitch. And here's the delivery. A swing and a miss. And a strikeout recorded for Mazzoli. That'll bring Angela Hassinger. Oh, there's a strikeout on the replay. That'll bring Angela Hassinger to the plate for the Blue Devils. She ground out to the shortstop her first time up. First pitch on the way. A little too high, ball one. Jaden Simmons on deck for the Blue Devils. Hassinger's back in the box. Here's the pitch from Mazzoli. And this one fouled back out of play into the backstop. One and one to count to Hassinger. Pitch number three on the way. Swing and a miss. So one and two the count to Hassinger. Two outs here in the bottom of the second inning. We've got a runner on second base. And the pitch. Too low. Ball two. That'll even the count at two apiece. And the pitch. Oh, this is a shot to right field, and it's a home run. Yeah, it's going to be a two-run home run for Angela Hassinger as she will drive Carly Cunningham in.
This is a shot.
And that'll put the Blue Devils up 5-0 over the Jefferson Morgan Rockets. Here's the hit. And that is out of here. Not sure what the coach was in discussion with the umpire about. Now the umpire is going to go over. Oh, maybe they asked to keep the ball. I think they wanted to keep the softball for Angela Hassinger for some reason. So that'll bring up the third baseman Jaden Simmons to the plate for the Blue Devils. Two outs here in the bottom of the second. Bases are cleared by that two-run homer. First pitch on the way from Bazzoli. Foul back into the backstop. We saw a home run in the game that was played before this one, and it was the same thing. As soon as it came off the bat, you knew it was a shot, and it was headed out of here. Pitch two on the way. Looked like an off-speed pitch that got away from Bazzoli up too high. 1-1 now the count to Simmons. And here's the pitch. Down low, ball two. Bazzoli with the pitch. This is hit up in the air. Coming back's first baseman, coming into right fielder. The right fielder's going to make the catch. And that'll be the third out of the inning. So let's see. We had two hits, two runs, no errors, nobody left on base. As we head to the top of the third, it's 5-0 in favor of Cambridge Springs. You're listening to the NFHS Sports Network on greensports.net, brought to you by First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County.
My Dream Fields has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Built on a foundation of quality, safety, and integrity, Iron Synergy Cumberland Mine is committed to being one of the safest and most respected energy producers in the world. Located in Waynesburg, Pennsylvania, our team is anchored by some of the hardest working and experienced miners in the industry. We take pride in helping to create tomorrow's energy today, as well as helping to make a difference in the communities from which we operate. To learn more about Iron Synergy or to apply online, please visit our website at ironsynergy.com.
Well, here we go, top of the third inning. Coming to the plate to lead off the inning will be number 18, first baseman Callan Novak. So first pitch now from Crawford. Swing and a miss, strike one. Pitch two on the way. Swing and a miss. 0-2 the count to Callan Novak. Sounds like a familiar call for each batter so far. Not every batter, but almost. Pitch on the way from Crawford. And this was popped up right to the second baseman, who will make the catch. And that'll bring number 9 hitter Kelsey Vessels to the plate for the Rockets.
Catcher number 5, Kelsey Vessels.
Ava Wood, your number 1 batter in the lineup on deck. Pitch is on the way. Strike one. I'm impressed with the speed of Kayla Crawford so far. She throws hard. Big, tall young lady, too. Pitch two on the way. Swing and a miss. Strike two. Pitch pitch number three on the way. Swing and a miss. Two outs here in the top of the third. Ava Wood will come to the plate for the Rockets. She struck out her first time at bat. So, pitch number one on the way from Crawford. And this is a grounder foul down the third base side. And the pitch. Swing and a miss. 0-2 the count to Ava Wood. All three batters have been 0-2. Pitch number three on the way from Crawford. And this one's hit at the shortstop. And she can't field it cleanly. It'll be a base hit for Ava Wood. Let's look at a replay here. There's the hit. We're going to call that an error, E6. So an E6 will put Ava Wood on first and bring Emily Bazzoli to the plate for the Rockets. Two outs here in the bottom of the third. First pitch on the way to Bazzoli. Swing and a miss. Strike one. Pitch two on the way. It is fouled out of bounds or out of play down the first base side. 0-2 the count. To Emily Bazzoli. And here's the pitch. Low and inside, stealing second, and getting in safely is going to be Ava Wood. One and two the count to Bazzoli. Two outs here in the inning. Runner on second for the Rockets. Ashlyn Snyder on deck for the Rockets. Bazzoli at the plate. And here's the pitch. This one fouled out of plate on the first base side. Bazzoli's able to get her bat on the ball, just can't straighten it out yet. And the pitch. Inside. 2-2 now the count. And the pitch. And this hit right up in the gap. And they're going to send the runner home. Is she going to make it? Yes, she is. So that'll be an RBI single for Emily Bazzoli as Ava Wood will cross home plate and give the Rockets their first score of the day. Ashlyn Snyder now will come to the plate for the Rockets. And we do have a runner coming in for Bazzoli. I believe that was number two, Breland Wood. Yes. So Breland Wood will be on first base for the Rockets. Two outs here in the inning. And Snyder at the plate. I I don't really know what the hesitation is. Well, maybe the umpire needed a little break here. The plate umpire was maybe just trying to sort something out. Not really sure, but he's back in there. Snyder's in the box. There's the first pitch. Swing and a miss. And a steal. The throw goes into center field. She's going to go for third. And she's going to get in safely. That'll be Breland Wood, who stole second. Bad throw. She went on to third, and she stands on third base. Snyder at the plate, runner on third now for the Rockets, two outs. And here's the pitch. And a called strike. And the count is 0-2 to Snyder. Snyder gets set. Crawford gets the signal. And here's the pitch. And this one fouled down the first base side. One thing about the Rockets, they're starting to get the bat on the ball. They just have to straighten it out now. And here's the pitch. Inside. That'll make the count 1-2 to Snyder. Runner on third. And two outs here in the inning. And the pitch. Once again, fouled down the first base side, out of play. Snyder at the plate for the Rockets. Marmy on deck. And the pitch. Outside. 2-2 now the count to Snyder. And the pitch from Crawford. Swing and a miss. Strike three. So at the end of the top of the third inning, we had one hit, one run, one runner left on base, and no errors in the inning. You're listening to the NFHS Sports Network on greensports.net, brought to you by First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County.
Who better to get your pharmaceutical services from than local familiar faces you can trust? Here at McCracken Pharmacy, we aim to provide just that. Our mission is to take care of you in Greene County. We are a full-service pharmacy that offers an auto-refill program that arranges all of the patient's medications so that they are filled at the same time each month. We provide a full line of adult vaccinations, which are available to the general public without appointment. Don't hesitate to use our friendly delivery services, which bring medications to homes all over Greene County. Check out our website, McCrackenPharmacy.com, and download our app. McCracken Pharmacy, 595 East High Street in Waynesburg.
Without high school activities, there is no high school experience. It's those experiences when you go out and you meet people that you're only connected with through your passions is what really makes you become the person that you're going to become.
And here we go at the plate, Morgan Dunton. First pitch on the way, foul back into the backstop. Dunton, the first time she was up for the Blue Devils, had a single and came around and scored for the Blue Devils. One correction, there was one error in the last inning. Apologize, can't read my own writing. There was one error. Pitch two now on the way from Bozzoli. And this one fouled out of play down the first base side. Oh, and two the count. And here's the pitch from Bozzoli. And this hit right up the middle. Base hit goes into center field. They'll hold her at first, but Dunton will be safely on first base with a nice base hit, and that'll bring Aubrey Crawford to the plate for the Blue Devils. Crawford, her first time up, struck out. Crawford will step in the box. She's ready. Here comes the pitch from Bozzoli. And a bunt attempt, but it's going to be foul. If you're just tuning in, 5-1 is the score in favor of the Blue Devils of Cambridge Springs. Here's the pitch, turning to bunt, and laying the bunt down to first base. First baseman Novak will pick it up, step on the bag, and record the out, but that will advance Dunton to second base.
Center fielder, number 12, Jada Morosky.
And that'll bring up Jada Morosky to the plate. She had a single the first time she was up. First pitch on the way, and this one's high, ball one. We have a runner in for Dunton. Abby Walmer, number 18, will come in to run for Morgan Dunton. And here's the pitch. Too high, ball two. 2-0 the count now to Morosky. One out here in the bottom of the third, runner on second base. And the pitch. This is going to be fouled back over the backstop, out of play. Here we go, pitch from Bozzoli. This one fouled back into the backstop. 2-2 the count. To Jada Morosky. Kayla Crawford on deck for the Blue Devils. And the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strikeout. So Kayla Crawford will come to the plate for the Blue Devils with two outs here in the inning. A runner on second base. So here's the first pitch to Crawford. Like an off-speed pitch, just missed the plate. Ball one. Here's pitch number two. Also ball. 2-0 the count now to Crawford. Bozzoli with the delivery. Little too high, ball three. 3-0 now the count to Kayla Crawford. And the pitch. Called strike. Three and one to count to Crawford. Here's the pitch. And too high. That'll walk Crawford down to first. And bring up Carly Cunningham to the plate, the number eight hitter for the Blue Devils. And we have a substitute runner, looks like number nine, Lakin Murdoch, is going to run for Crawford. So Carly Cunningham will come to the plate here in the bottom of the third. Two outs in the inning with runners on first and second. Cunningham's first time at the plate, she had a single and then scored. She steps in the box. She's ready to go. Bazzoli gets the signal. Here's the pitch. Low and inside, ball one. Pitch number two on the way. And this one fouled down to first base side, out of play. Bridget Bullock on deck for the Blue Devils. Carly Cunningham at the plate, one and one the count. Here's the pitch. Outside, ball two. Bazzoli with the pitch. And it's hit at the first baseman. Goes under her glove and out into right field. One runner will score. And we'll have runners on first and third. So runners on the corners. Bridget Bullock, the number nine hitter, coming to the plate for the Blue Devils. Bullock gets set. And the pitch. Called strike. Pitch number two on the way. And this is a shot right out into right center field. One run will score. And here comes the second run around. Two runs will score, and Bullock will end up with a triple as she stands on third base. And here's the replay. Hits a shot to right center field. Goes all the way back to the fence. So that'll bring the top of the order to the plate for the Blue Devils. Quinn Eglin, their leadoff hitter, will be at the plate. Eglin, her first time at the plate, walked, struck out her second time. 7-1 the score in favor of the Cambridge Springs Blue Devils.
Right fielder, number 5, Quinn Eglin.
8-1, check that. One little guy tucked clear over here. I caught him, though. 8-1 the score in favor of Cambridge Springs. And now Eglin gets in the box. First pitch on the way. Low and inside, ball one. Pitch two on the way. And called strike. 1-1 the count now to Eglin. Two outs here in the bottom of the third. Runner on third base for the Blue Devils. And the pitch. Too high, ball two. Mazzoli with a pitch. Down low. Ball three. 3-1 the count now to Eglin. And the pitch. And this has popped up in the air to right field. Camping underneath this right fielder, and she'll make the catch. And that'll be the third out of the inning. Let's see, we have three runs on three hits, no errors, and one runner left on base. At the bottom, or at the end of three innings, it is 8-1 in favor of Cambridge Springs. You're listening to the NFHS Sports Network on greensports.net, brought to you by First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County.
Royal Ivy Rentals has everything you need for your next event. You may be planning a large wedding or a small birthday party. Either way, Royal Ivy Rentals has you covered. Royal Ivy Rentals has tents in many sizes and can supply banquet tables, round tables, fill and chill tables, linens, chairs, tent lighting, a portable bar, dance floor, coolers, heaters, and even yard games. So whether it's a big event or any old get-together, call Royal Ivy Rentals for all your party needs. 724-998-5805. That's 724-998-5805.
The Greene County Messenger is the county's number one news source. Since 1990, the award-winning news publication has provided the most comprehensive coverage of local news and sports, as well as unique feature stories and in-depth information about the people, places, and events throughout the community. Remember, the Messenger hits newsstands every Friday and also makes a wonderful gift for friends and relatives. Different, affordable subscription packages are available. Call 724-852-2251 for details. The Greene County Messenger, providing news, information, and services to enable our communities to prosper.
Well, you have to talk about how consistent the Cambridge Springs Blue Devils have been. Scored three runs in the first inning, two runs in the second inning, three runs in the third inning, and they lead 8-1. And unfortunately for the Carmichael's Mikes, they are trailing 2-0 to Berlin Brothers Valley. And I didn't see what inning. Bottom of the sixth inning. So the Carmichael's Mikes need to get their bats going or they will be eliminated. Same thing with the Jefferson Morgan Rockets as Gabby Marmy steps to the plate. First pitch to her is going to be a ball. The Rockets had a little bit of luck and got a run in the last inning. Let's see if they can capitalize on a little bit of momentum and make things happen again in this inning. Pitch two on the way. And it's also a ball. As it gets past the catcher into the backstop. Addie Larkin on deck for the Blue Devils. Addie Teagarden in the hole. Or excuse me, for the Rockets. Marmy at the plate. 2-0 the count. Pitch on the way. And this one's fouled back into the backstop. Gabby Marmy had a single her first time at the plate today. Pitch is on the way. Called strike. That'll make the count 2-2 to Marmy. And the pitch. And this one fouled down the third base side, out of play. And the pitch. This one's fouled back, out of play over the backstop. 2-2 remains the count. And the pitch. This one hit right at the shortstop. She misses the ball. It goes out into the outfield, and that'll put Marmy on first. I'm going to give her a base hit for that. Here's a replay. I've been overruled. We're going to go with an E6 on this one. Should have been fielded. That'll bring Addie Larkin to the plate for the Rockets. Larkin, her first time up, walked. First pitch on the way from Crawford. Swing and a miss. Strike one. Pitch two on the way. Like it was high and outside. Ball one. 1-1 to count to Larkin. And a called strike right down the middle. 1-2 the count to Larkin. Addie Teagarden on deck for the Rockets. Larkin's back in the box. She's ready. Here's the pitch from Crawford. Foul back into the backstop. Unofficially, I have 6 strikeouts for Kayla Crawford. Here's the pitch to Larkin. And a ball. 2-2 the count to Addie Larkin. And the pitch. This one fouled back into the backstop also. Top of the fourth inning. Jefferson Morgan Rockets trail to the Blue Devils of Cambridge Springs, 8-1. Pitch on the way. Inside. Full count now for Larkin. Runner on first base. Pitch on the way. And this was hit right up the middle for a base hit. And the Jefferson Morgan Rockets have runners on first and second. No outs here in the inning with Addie Teagarden coming to the plate. And it looks like catcher Morgan Dunton wants to come out and talk with Kayla Crawford just a little bit. Absolutely gorgeous day for softball, but a little bit windy. Beautiful facility here at Allegheny College. The Teagarden steps to the plate. First pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike one. Whatever Dunton said to Crawford seemed to work. Pitch two on the way. This one's high. One and one to count to Addie Teagarden here in the top of the fourth inning. No outs. Runners on first and second for the Rockets. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Pitch now on the way from Crawford. This one's outside, ball two. That'll make the count 2-2. Here's the pitch. And a swing and a miss, strikeout. That'll bring Robbie Finley to the plate for the Rockets. With one out here in the top of the fourth. Pitch one on the way. Up high, ball one. Pitch two on the way to Finley. Swing and a miss. One and one to count now to Finley. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Here's the pitch from Crawford. This is high. Ball two. That'll make the count 2-2. Callan Novak on deck for the Rockets. And the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strikeout number two here in the inning. With two outs, Novak will come to the plate. Runners on first and second. First pitch on the way. And this is a line drive right at the third baseman who makes the play. And that'll retire the sides. So we had no runs on one hit, one error, two runners left on base. As we head to the bottom of the fourth inning, it's still 8-1 in favor of Cambridge Springs. You're listening to the NFHS Sports Network on greensports.net, brought to you by First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County.
Ever wanted to work behind the scenes of a sports broadcast? Waynesburg University's Department of Communication gives you the opportunity to do just that. Our students produce the show, call the action, and tell the story as it happens. Or get involved in the sports information side, taking stats, PA announcing, and delivering the results to a growing sports audience. The Waynesburg University Department of Communication is waiting to hear from you. So what are you waiting for?
For more information, visit waynesburg.edu.
And leading off here, Angela Hassinger. Or excuse me. Yeah, Angela Hassinger. And she ground out to first base, so that'll be the first out of the inning. Oh, here's a replay. So the first baseman just picks it up, steps on the bag, picks up the first out. And that'll bring Jaden Simmons to the plate for the Blue Devils. First pitch is a ball. Pitch two on the way. And it's a deep shot over the left fielder's head. It goes back against the fence. She'll get to the ball, but going into second safely will be Jaden Simmons with a beautiful double here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Up next will be Morgan Dunton, the catcher for Cambridge Springs. We do have a result to pass on to you. Carmichael's was eliminated. They were defeated 2-0 by Berlin Brothers Valley. And this is going to be a grounder right at the first baseman. She's going to pick it up, step on the bag. And that'll be out number two. And Aubrey Crawford will come to the plate now for the Blue Devils. Yeah, so the winner of this game will have Berlin Brothers Valley on Thursday. Aubrey Crawford 0-2 on the day as she struck out in the first inning and ground out to the first baseman in the second inning, or in the third inning. Yeah, I believe it's Crawford. It is Crawford. She'll step in. First pitch. Down low and stealing safely into third will be Jaden Simmons. That ball was low and the catcher had to trap it on the ground. Simmons took off and she'll be in safely at third. Second pitch. Also too high. Ball two now against Crawford. Two outs here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Runner on third. 2-0 the count to Aubrey Crawford. Third pitch on the way. Called strike. Crawford is back in the box. Bozzoli gets the signal. Here's the pitch. Foul back out of play. That'll make the count 2-2 to Crawford. And the pitch. This is a grounder toward first base, but it's going to roll foul. Two and two, still the count to Crawford. Morosky on deck for the Blue Devils. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strikeout. That'll retire the sides. So we had no runs, one hit, no errors. Nobody left on base, or one runner left on base. As we head to the top of the fifth, it's still 8-1 in favor of Cambridge Springs. You're listening to the NFHS Sports Network on greensports.net, brought to you by First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County.
From the first steps in new love to every scraped knee and healing embrace, the obstacles they will overcome to the victories they will achieve, you have walked this path beside them, these are the moments you live for. By protecting their health with a regular schedule of care, they can fully embrace all of life's little moments. At Cornerstone Care, we create healthier tomorrows today.
To schedule an appointment, visit cornerstonecare.com/locations.
What is Kinetic Fiber Internet? It's internet at the speed of light that helps you do everything better. It's a dedicated connection to your home that keeps everyone connected at the same time. It's cutting-edge technology that grows with you and lets you browse, stream, and game with virtually no lag or buffering. Ultra-fast, ultra-reliable Kinetic Fiber Internet. Internet better.
Well, we're headed to the top of the fifth inning, and the Rockets have got to figure out how to get their bats working if they expect to move on to the next round of the state playoffs. Leading off will be Kelsey Vessels for the Rockets. She struck out her first time at the plate. First pitch on the way. Swing and a miss. Ava Wood will be on deck for the Rockets. Pitch two on the way. And she bunts it, puts it down. The third baseman comes in, gets it, throws to first, and will record the out. Hey, great play by the third baseman, Jaden Simmons, for Cambridge Springs, as she was able to, as soon as the batter turned to bunt, she came in and made it to the ball and picked up the out. So top of the order now for the Rockets. That'll be Ava Wood. First pitch on the way. Swing and a miss.
Good shot, Ben. Let's go, Ken.
Pitch number two. This one's a little outside. 1-1 the count now to Wood. Bazzoli on deck for the Rockets. And the pitch. And this is hit in the air, but it's just a little blooper to the shortstop, and she's going to catch it. That'll make the second out.
Pitcher number 13, Emily.
And that'll bring Emily Bazzoli to the plate for the Rockets with two outs here in the top of the fifth inning. First pitch on the way to Bazzoli. And it's outside, ball one. And here's a shot to left center field. Center fielder gets over, makes the play, but Bazzoli will be safely at first.
Number seven, Ashlyn Snyder.
So base hit for Bazzoli. Ashlyn Snyder will now come to the plate. And we have a runner coming in. That is Braylon Wood.
Number two, Braylon Wood.
For the Rockets to run for Bazzoli. Snyder will get in the box. She's ready to go. First pitch on the way from Crawford. Outside, ball one. Pitch number two on the way. This one is fouled back out of play. One and one to count now to Ashlyn Snyder. Two outs here in the top of the fifth inning. A runner on first for the Rockets. Pitch on the way. This also fouled back into the backstop. And the pitch. This outside. Catcher goes down to first to try to pick Bozzoli off, or not Bozzoli, but Woods off. And she's too late. Everybody's safe. Counts 2-2 now to Snyder. Here's the pitch. Drive back into the backstop. This one fouled down to first base side, out of play. Two and two, the count to Snyder. Dunton wants to come out, have a talk with Crawford again. Snyder is back in the box. Here's a pitch from Crawford. And a called strike. Catches her looking. So we got no runs on one hit. No errors. One runner left on base as we head to the bottom of the fifth. It's 8-1 in favor of Cambridge Springs. You're listening to the NFHS Sports Network on greensports.net, brought to you by First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County.
At Shaft Drillers International, we're a world leader in construction. We deliver industry-leading blind bore shaft, abandoned well and new hole drilling, geotechnical, carbon capture, solution mining, and water resource development solutions grounded in integrity, safety, and community. We don't just deliver construction solutions. We volunteer and invest in our community. Visit shaftdrillers.com to learn more and to discover rewarding career opportunities.
Rev up your summer in Greene County, Pennsylvania. Experience high-energy motocross, drag racing, powerful truck pulls, and lively car shows all season long. Feel the power at the Greene County Megapool, Saturday, June 13th at the Greene County Fairgrounds. Watch elite drivers and high-horsepower machines battle it out in an adrenaline-filled showcase of strength and skill. Don't miss this action-packed American tradition. Start your engines and plan your trip at visitgreene.org.
Here we go, leading off for the Blue Devils. It will be Kayla Crawford, the pitcher. Check that. That's Morosky. And I'll tell you what, if I could read my own writing, I'd be a lot better off. Okay. So it is Morosky, Jada Morosky at the plate. And here's a shot down to first base side, but it's foul, out of play. So 1-1 the count now to Morosky. And the pitch. Too high, ball number two. And Bozzoli with the pitch. Down low, ball three. 3-1 the count. Now to Morosky. And the pitch. Another hard shot, but it's out of play. Down to first base side. Full count now to Morosky. Hey, And the pitch. This is popped up, and coming over to make the play is going to be the first baseman, Kellen Novak, to record the first out of the inning for the Rockets.
Pitcher number 15, Kayla Crawford.
And now Kayla Crawford will come to the plate. First pitch on the way from Bozzoli. Down low, ball one. And the pitch. Ball two. And this one's going to be hit right at the second baseman. She'll field it cleanly, go to first, and record the out. So two outs here in the bottom of the fifth inning, and Carly Cunningham coming to the plate for the Blue Devils. Carly Cunningham, 2 for 2 on the day as she singled in the second and scored, singled in the third and scored. First pitch on the way. Down low, ball one. Pitch two on the way. Outside, ball two. Bozzoli with the pitch. Called strike. Two and one the count to Carly Cunningham. And a called strike. Two and two now the count. Two outs here in the bottom of the fifth. And the pitch. And this was hit at the second baseman. She'll field it, go to first, and record the out for three. So here in the bottom of the fifth, it's 3-3. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on base. We head to the top of the sixth inning. You're listening to the NFHS Sports Network on greensports.net, brought to you by First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County.
Start strong and stay local. CCBC's Washington County College Center gives you the edge to get ahead. High school students can learn to fly before they drive with our Aviation Academy. If helping others is what you do, let us help you. Advance from LPN to RN and open new doors in your healthcare career. Or get ahead in college by earning general education credits. No matter your path, we're here to help you move forward. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Valley View Farm is the perfect venue for your wedding day. A rustic 1900s barn settled cozily among the rolling hills of Greene County, Valley View Farm provides a warm and welcome atmosphere. Weddings are the specialty, but Valley View is available to book for any event, and the barn is equipped with full heating and air conditioning to allow for year-round bookings. Wedding packages include a house DJ and a wedding coordinator, plus a staff that will take care of every need on your big day. To schedule a free tour, call 724-833-6426, valleyviewfarmvenue.com.
And welcome back. Top of the sixth inning. It'll be Gabby Marmy lead off for the Jefferson Morgan Rockets. And the Rockets are going to have to get their bats going if they expect to do anything. They have not figured out Kayla Crawford yet, the pitcher for Cambridge Springs. A lot of foul tips, foul balls, but they can't straighten it out. All good. First pitch, ball one to Marmy. Pitch two on the way from Crawford. And that's also a ball. 2-0 the count. Addie Larkin on deck for the Rockets. Pitch on the way. And a sit up in the air toward the center fielder. She's coming in, and she'll make the play. So Addie Larkin will come to the plate now for the Rockets. She walked in the second inning and had a base hit in the fourth. First pitch now on the way to Larkin. Inside, ball one. Pitch is on the way. This one's fouled on the first base side, out of play. I don't think I'd want to play outfield. A little hard to judge that ball from here, though. At least for an old guy, anyhow. One and one the count now to Addie Larkin. One out here in the top of the sixth inning for the Rockets. Pitch is on the way. Called strike. I've been impressed with Kayla Crawford today. She's pitching a heck of a game. Here's one fouled off down the first base side, out of play. Count remains at 1-2. Here's the pitch from Crawford. Once again, fouled back out of play. Well, the umpire went over to the coach from Cambridge Springs. I think they're short on softballs. Yeah, he waited until they threw the softball back in. Well, he's got the right softball now, so I think we're ready to continue. 1-2 the count to Addie Larkin. Larkin will get back in the box. She's ready to go. And the pitch. And it's a ball. 2-2 now the count. Crawford with the pitch. Okay, so I had a 2-2. It must have been 3-1.
I guess it was. I had a 2-2 as well.
So that's a walk. Anyhow, Addie Larkin will walk. She'll go to first base.
Pistol goes right down the middle.
Yeah. Well, Addie Teagarden will now come to the plate for the Rockets. And Dunton wants to come out and talk to Crawford again. I don't know what she says, but it helps Crawford every time she comes out and talks to her. Might just settle her down a little bit. Addie Teagarden 0 for 2 on the day. She ground out to the third baseman in the second and struck out in the fourth. The Rockets have a runner on first. One out here in the top of the sixth inning. Teagarden will step in. She's ready to go. First pitch from Crawford on the way. Swing and a miss.
Let's start.
Pitch number two on the way. Swing and a miss. 0-2 the count now to Addie Teagarden. This one's inside, ball one. Crawford with the pitch. This was popped up in the air, but it's fading foul out of play. One and two remains the count to Addie Teagarden. And the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strikeout. And that'll bring Robbie Finley to the plate for the Rockets with two outs here in the top of the sixth inning. First pitch on the way. High ball one. Pitch two on the way here from Crawford. Swing and a miss. Make the count 1-1 to Robbie Finley. This one's also high ball two. And the pitch. High and outside, ball three. 3-1 the count now to Robbie Finley. We have a runner on first. Rockets trying to make some magic here. Pitch on the way. Swing and a miss. Full count now to Finley. And the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strikeout. So we had no runs, no hits, no errors, one runner left on base. As we head to the bottom of the sixth, it remains 8-1 in favor of Cambridge Springs. You're listening to the NFHS Sports Network on greensports.net, brought to you by First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County.
Royal Ivy Rentals has everything you need for your next event. You may be planning a large wedding or a small birthday party. Either way, Royal Ivy Rentals has you covered. Royal Ivy Rentals has tents in many sizes and can supply banquet tables, round tables, fill and chill tables, linens, chairs, tent lighting, a portable bar, dance floor, coolers, heaters, and even yard games. So whether it's a big event or any old get-together, call Royal Ivy Rentals for all your party needs. 724-998-5805. That's 724-998-5805.
The Greene County Messenger is the county's number one news source. Since 1990, the award-winning news publication has provided the most comprehensive coverage of local news and sports, as well as unique feature stories and in-depth information about the people, places, and events throughout the community. Remember, the Messenger hits newsstands every Friday and also makes a wonderful gift for friends and relatives. Different, affordable subscription packages are available. Call 724-852-2251 for details. The Greene County Messenger, providing news, information, and services to enable our community to prosper.
Here we go. First pitch is a strike to Bridget Bullock, the leadoff hitter in this inning for Cambridge Springs. Pitch two on the way now from Bozzoli. This one's high. Ball one. 1-1 now the count to Bridget Bullock. Quinn Eglin up next for Cambridge Springs. She's their leadoff hitter. Pitch on the way. Swing and a miss. 1-2 the count. And the pitch. This one's high. That'll even the count at two apiece. And the pitch.
Oh, they called that a strike.
That's a called strike. That's why I hesitated. Caught her looking. So that's a strikeout. And that'll bring Quinn Eglin to the plate for Cambridge Springs.
Number five, Quinn Eglin.
First pitch on the way from Bozzoli. Outside, ball one. Pitch number two on the way. It's also high, ball two. Angela Hassinger on deck for the Blue Devils. And the pitch. And it hit the batter's leg. So that'll put her on first base. And bring up Angela Hassinger to the plate. One out here in the bottom of the sixth, runner on first base. Hassinger at the plate for the Blue Devils. Hassinger steps in, turns like she's going to bunt. First pitch. She pulls back and takes a shot at it. Hits it to the third baseman who bobbles the ball, and everybody's going to be safe. So we're going to give a base hit to Hassinger. And we're going to move Eglin on over to second base. So we got runners on first and second with Jaden Simmons coming to the plate for the Blue Devils. A hard shot right at Addie Larkin for the Rockets. Nothing she could do with it. So Jaden Simmons in the box now. First pitch. Ball. Second pitch on the way from Bozzoli. And it gets past the catcher. The runners will advance. So that'll move Eglin to third and Hassinger over to second. And 2-0 the count to Jaden Simmons. And the pitch. That was a strike. That'll make it 2-1 the count. Here's the pitch. This one's popped up in the air. And it is a foul ball behind the plate. I don't think the catcher saw where it went. Catcher might have been able to make a play on it. Just lost the ball, which, you know, just couldn't see where it went. I'm sure that mask on, it's a little tricky for Kelsey Vessels to figure out where it was. No harm, foul ball. Count 2-1, 2-2 now to Jaden Simmons. And here's the pitch from Bozzoli. Swing and a miss. Strikeout, that'll sit Simmons down and bring up Morgan Dunton to the plate for the Blue Devils. We've got two outs here in the bottom of the sixth. Runners on second and third. Dunton now coming to the plate. First pitch on the way. Called strike. Bozzoli trying to pitch out of some danger here. Pitch two on the way. And this is a shot to the left fielder. And she'll come right under it and make the play. And that'll end the inning. So we have no runs on one hit and a hit batsman. No errors and two left on base as we head to the top of the seventh inning. It's still 8-1 in favor of Cambridge Springs. You're listening to the NFHS Sports Network on greensports.net, brought to you by First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County.
What would our community look like without First Federal of Greene County? The fundraising event without a sponsor. The sports team with no name on the back of the jersey. Fortunately, we don't have to wonder. At First Federal of Greene County, we're proud to be your community partner. We make a choice every day to support you, your passions, your needs. Next time you have the option of how to bank, where to get your mortgage loan, who to work with, we hope you keep your local bank in mind. By supporting us, you're supporting the places you live, work, and play. You're supporting your neighbors and friends. Because together, we can make our community stronger. Together, we can give back. Together, we can help those in need. Together, we can.
Here we go, top of the seventh inning. It'll be Kaylin Novak leading off, Kelsey Vessels on deck, and Ava Wood in the hole for the Rockets.
First baseman number 18, Kaylin Novak.
So Novak's in the box. She gets set. First pitch on the way from Crawford. This one's hit right at the third baseman. She'll field it cleanly, go to first, and record out number one. Kelsey Vessels will now come to the plate for the Rockets. First pitch on the way to Vessels. And a ball, ball one. Pitch number two, a little low, ball number two. Pitch is on the way. This one's outside, ball three. Not too many batters have seen a 3-0 count today from Crawford. 3-0 the count, the Vessels. Pitch on the way. Called strike. Pitch on the way. And it's outside. They're going to walk Kelsey Vessels. And that'll bring up the top of the order for the Rockets. Ava Wood will come to the plate.
Right fielder number 15, Ava Wood.
And it looks like we're going to have a pinch runner. Is that Walmer? I don't think so. Oh, it's probably not her then. Yeah, we'll get that runner for you here in just a minute, since we can see the number. There's a 12. Medlin.
I think that's it.
Okay. So number 12, Medlin, will run for Vessels. Beautiful Medlin. Ava Wood now will come to the plate for the Rockets. First pitch on the way now from Crawford. Down low, ball one. Well, I have Kayla Crawford with 11 strikeouts today. And in her last game out, she had 12 strikeouts. Dunton, the catcher, wanted to talk to Crawford. Got things straightened out. Ava Wood gets back in the box. We're underway. Pitch two on the way. Swing and a miss. Strike one. 1-1 now the count to Ava Wood. And the pitch. This is fouled down to first baseline, out of play. One and two, the count to Ava Woods. And the pitch. And a called strike. Caught her looking.
Pitcher number 13, Emily Bazzoli.
Emily Bazzoli now will come to the plate for the Rockets. We've got a runner on first. Two outs here in the top of the seventh inning. And the pitch. And Bazzoli pops it up in the air to the shortstop. And the shortstop will make the catch. And that'll do it for the Rockets. The Rockets will be eliminated 8-1 by the Cambridge Springs Blue Devils. We're going to step aside. We'll come back and update you on everything right after this. You're listening to the NFHS Sports Network on greensports.net, brought to you by First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County.
My Dream Fields has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Built on a foundation of quality, safety, and integrity, Iron Synergy Cumberland Mine is committed to being one of the safest and most respected energy producers in the world. Located in Waynesburg, Pennsylvania, our team is anchored by some of the hardest working and experienced miners in the industry. We take pride in helping to create tomorrow's energy today, as well as helping to make a difference in the communities from which we operate. To learn more about Iron Synergy or to apply online, please visit our website at ironsenergy.com. Built on a foundation of quality, safety, and integrity.
Touchdown, Waynesburg!
Ever wanted to work behind the scenes of a sports broadcast? Waynesburg University's Department of Communication gives you the opportunity to do just that. Our students produce the show, call the action, and tell the story as it happens. Or get involved in the sports information side, taking stats, PA announcing, and delivering the results to a growing sports audience. The Waynesburg University Department of Communication is waiting to hear from you. So what are you waiting for?
For more information, visit waynesburg.edu.
From the first steps in new love to every scraped knee and healing embrace, the obstacles they will overcome to the victories they will achieve, you have walked this path beside them. These are the moments you live for. By protecting their health with a regular schedule of care, they can fully embrace all of life's little moments. At Cornerstone Care, we create healthier tomorrows today.
To schedule an appointment, visit cornerstonecare.com/locations.
And welcome back to Allegheny College. Unfortunately, the Jefferson Morgan Rockets have been eliminated from the state playoffs by the Cambridge Springs Blue Devils by a score of 8-1. Cambridge Springs will move on now to face Berlin Brothers Valley on Thursday in the quarterfinals. And unfortunately, the Rockets and the Carmichael's Mikes have both been eliminated. Just a brief update here on the game itself. I think what speaks volumes is the pitcher, Kayla Crawford, for Cambridge Springs, had 12 strikeouts in the game. Jefferson just couldn't figure out how to get the bats working with the way she was pitching. Jefferson had one run on four hits and left six runners on base. For the Blue Devils, they had eight runs on nine hits and left three runners on base. I think it was pitching. The pitcher for Cambridge Springs was just unbelievable, and the Rockets just couldn't seem to answer it. They got shell-shocked early. Cambridge Springs scored three runs in the first inning, two runs in the second inning, three runs in the third inning, and unfortunately, Jefferson couldn't come back. Bazzoli, she regrouped and pitched extremely well in the final three and a half innings, but just unfortunately too big a lead to come back from. So we're going to step aside and pick our McCracken Pharmacy player of the game, which always goes to a Greene County athlete, even in a losing situation. So we'll pick that athlete here in just a minute. We'll be back right after this.
Who better to get your pharmaceutical services from than local familiar faces you can trust? Here at McCracken Pharmacy, we aim to provide just that. Our mission is to take care of you in Greene County. We are a full-service pharmacy that offers an auto-refill program that arranges all of the patient's medications so that they are filled at the same time each month. We provide a full line of adult vaccinations, which are available to the general public without appointment. Don't hesitate to use our friendly delivery services, which bring medications to homes all over Greene County. Check out our website, mccrackenpharmacy.com, and download our app. McCracken Pharmacy, 595 East High Street in Waynesburg.
Your McCracken Pharmacy player of the game is Emily Bazzoli for the Jefferson Morgan Rockets. She had an outstanding pitching on the mound once she got regrouped, and then had a decent day at the plate. And unfortunately for the Rockets, they did not have a great overall team effort, unfortunately, and I think it was because of the pitching. But that's how it ended up. Unfortunately, the Rockets were eliminated, and an outstanding season made the state playoffs, and time to regroup for next year. I'd like to thank our team, our cameraman, Noah Tennant, our producer, Jason Tennant, and I'm Sam McCollum. That'll do it for today's broadcast. Today's broadcast was presented by First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. People you know, people you can trust. We also want to thank CNX Dream Fields, making your dream field come true. McCracken Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy. Iron Synergy, creating tomorrow's energy today. Waynesburg University, grow with us at Waynesburg University. Cornerstone Care, creating healthier tomorrows today. Kinetic, internet better. Shaft Drillers International, combined strength, unparalleled resources. Visit Green. Green County has something for everyone. Visit green.org. Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. We want to thank Valley View Farm, a premier wedding and event venue, valleyviewfarm.com. We want to thank Royal Ivy Rentals, When planning your next event, call on Royal Ivy Rentals for all of your party needs. The Greene County Messenger, the county's number one news source since 1990. I'm Sam McCollum. Thanks for tuning in. Have a great day and good night. You're listening to the NFHS Sports Network on greensports.net, brought to you by First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. Good night.